You've decided to make singing your vocation. Now what? You may be struggling to balance your life and a career in music. Are you curious about how other singers make it or how they've dealt with success and failure? Do you wonder what their biggest challenges have been or how about what they've learned on their journey and what's important to them today? Hi, I'm Valerie Day, a singer, educator, and creative explorer. You might know me from my work with the Grammy-nominated band New Shoes. Welcome to Living a Vocal Life, where I interview singers who have succeeded in creating a life in music. You'll hear from vocalists of all genres in different stages of their careers, including singers who've been on the Billboard charts and those who are teaching the next generation. What do they have in common? They're all performers with amazing stories to tell and experiences to share. In our conversations, you'll learn what inspired them to become a singer, the kinds of challenges they've encountered, and how they've overcome them. I'll also share what I've learned on my own journey as a singer and educator, practical tools and insights that will help you to live your best, most authentic vocal life. Hello and welcome to this solo podcast episode of Living a Vocal Life. Today, I want to share with you some new resources I've recently created for singers, and I have an announcement about the podcast. First, it's a new blog piece, a comprehensive guide to live performance microphones for singers. A Singer's Best Friend, Choosing the Right Microphone for You, explores the types of microphones and their impact on your vocal performance. And it will help you choose the perfect microphone to amplify your artistry, protect your vocal health, and enhance your joy of performing. In the early stages of my singing career, I didn't really realize how crucial it was to have the right microphone. It's essentially an extension of your voice and acts as your second instrument. A microphone that complements your voice amplifies all the hard work you've invested in honing your unique vocal sound, maintaining the integrity of your artistic palette, vowel color, tone, and texture. On the flip side, a mic that's not the right fit can turn singing into a frustrating chore and may even harm your vocal health. I learned that lesson the hard way. In the early days of our band New Shoes, I was singing on a mic that wasn't right for my voice. This issue contributed to several challenges, leading to the development of nodules, small calluses, on my vocal cords that threatened my music career. When I switched microphones, it made a world of difference. Finding the right microphone for my voice, adjusting the mix in my monitors, and learning some solid vocal technique from a brilliant teacher enabled me to continue singing and maintain my career. So, owning a microphone that fits your voice is essential. But how do you choose from all the overwhelming options out there? If I had the chance to mentor my younger self, I would want her to know the answer to that question. I wrote a blog piece with her in mind, as well as others who might benefit from reliable information and advice. It's a primer and a guide rolled into one. I hope it's helpful to singers who, like me, could use a little guidance. You'll find a link to the guide in the show notes. If you have a minute, please take a look and leave any advice or comments on the post. I'd also love to know what your favorite microphones are. And before we go on to the next section of this podcast, I want to give a big shout out to all the vocalists and audio tech friends on Facebook who chipped in with their microphone recommendations when I asked. Their wide-ranging expertise was invaluable. You can always consult the Google about these things, but advice from friends with real-life experience is golden. Now, I'm a slow writer and thinker. Getting words out of my head and onto the page takes me forever, but that's okay. I just do a little bit of writing and editing every day. Eventually, those thoughts come together and become the scripts for my course, Becoming a Singer. Next, it's time to videotape the lessons. That usually goes pretty quickly. And then I'm ready for my favorite part, editing the clips together. For Becoming a Singer, I started this process with Module 1 way back in 2018, nearly 6 years ago. The first four modules were completed fairly quickly, but a major move and the house renovation during the pandemic made Module 5 a challenge to complete. So I'm thrilled to finally share it with you. It begins with a lesson all about rehearsing. You'll learn how an enthusiastic mindset, thoughtful preparation, and a few practical tips will make your rehearsals more productive and fun. People hear 80% with their eyes. How we stand, walk, our facial expressions, and hand movements communicate a lot to our audience. Great performance enhances great music, but there's no right or wrong to how we move or emote physically. So, what we need to do is teach ourselves how to see. What do we look for when watching ourselves and others? In Module 5, you'll explore how we see each other through gestures, facial expressions, and body language. I share a few insights about acting and authenticity, plus you'll learn how to practice with video to feel more at ease with your body so you can communicate more authentically with your audience. You can find this new module on my website at livingavocallife.com. I've also put a link to it in the show notes. It's hard to believe it's been 5 years since I interviewed my first singer for the Living a Vocal Life podcast. I've had fantastic conversations with a wide range of singers, some I know personally, others I just met. It's been an incredible growth experience too, one that I continue to learn from and enjoy. But after the death of a dear friend this last winter, I'm looking with fresh eyes at the time I have left here on the planet and how I'd like to use it. In this season of my life, I long for more time with family and friends. I could also use extra time to care for my aging body. Nobody warns you about all the additional maintenance to keep things running as you get older. And I want to relearn how to play. As many of you know, content creation takes a ton of time. I average 40 hours per episode for the podcast. After witnessing my friend's passing, I feel the need to make a change. So I've decided to put aside the podcast for now and work on creating content for the course. In the mornings, I'll write and produce the lessons. Then I'll have afternoons and evenings to spend with those I love, move my body, take care of all the household and office-y kinds of things, learn new skills, like how to play the cello or edit in Photoshop maybe, and maybe I'll even just be. There's only one module left of Becoming a Singer. I hope to complete the writing by the summer and finish video production in the fall. And there's a lot I'm looking forward to writing about. In Module 6, you'll learn about gear, microphones, effects, monitors, PA systems, stage plots, and what to do and not do on performance day. Additionally, I'll share some helpful techniques for warming up your body and mind before performing, including some valuable tips for performance anxiety. We'll also explore what, when, and how to talk with your audience. Once the course is completed, I can turn my attention to all the interviews I'd like to do for the podcast. And believe me, I have quite a list going. There are still many singers I look forward to having conversations with. Thank you to everyone who has been a part of this journey. Your encouragement and support have been invaluable. I'm also thankful to everyone who takes the time to listen to this podcast and to those who've generously donated to keep it running. Your support means more than words can say. Until we meet here again, I wish you good health, happiness, and the joy of being with those you love. And as always, keep on singing.